This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast. This is your host, Jack Thiel. Today's podcast, of course, is brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get the all-new and approved Lawnmower 4.0 at manscaped.com and use our code CHI, C-H-I, and you'll get a special discount on your purchase today. So, it's been a rough week for the White Sox. I'm sure a lot of you guys know. Really rough week. Some injuries. A big losing streak. We're going to talk all about that and more. So with that being said, let's get into the first part of the podcast, which we're going to look at last week's games. So dating back to our last podcast, the White Sox had a doubleheader with the Cleveland Guardians. They lost both of those games. In game one, they lost 11-1. The White Sox committed four errors, three on Tim Anderson. The Guardians scored 9 runs in the second inning. Dallas Keuchel threw 1 inning, gave up 10 hits, 7 earned runs, 10 runs in total. The good thing is Tanner Banks threw 4 perfect innings out of the bullpen alongside 2 strikeouts, and Matt Foster threw a perfect inning as well, but that's really about it. In game 2, the White Sox were close, but they lost 2-1. It was tied. I mean, I don't say it was tied, but it was 2-0. White Sox, Mendick had an RBI double, but Engel was thrown out of home, so it was only 2-1. It was a good game from the bullpen. We saw Ronaldo Lopez. We saw Sosa, Crick, Bummer, and Ruiz. Really only gave Lur Lambert's 2 runs were, you know, the only runs given up by our team. And, you know, the offense, which has been struggling, we'll talk about that more. You know, just couldn't score more than 2 runs that game. And series finale, the White Sox would lose 6-3. Dylan Cease was on the mound. Didn't have the greatest of starts. He threw 5 1/3. He gave up a hit, 4 runs, 2 walks, and only 3 strikeouts. The White Sox, though, they chipped and chipped away. They're only down 4-3 in the 7th inning. But the Guardians were able to hit Kendall Graveman pretty well. They would score 2 more in the 7th, and then they would go on to win 6-3 and sweep the White Sox. And then the White Sox traveled to Minnesota to face off against the Twins for the first time. They lost the game 1 on Friday, 2-1. The White Sox had an early lead. It was 1-0. It was an Andrew Vaughn home run. But 2 errors by the White Sox allowed the Twins to score 2 runs in the 8th inning. And ultimately, that won them the game. The White Sox also did have the bases loaded in the top of the 9th, and no runs were scored. A pop-out by McGuire, and Berger was struck out looking. Positives from this game is that Kopech looked amazing on the mound. 5 innings, 3 hits, only 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Ruiz looked good as well, an inning of no earned runs, no hits, and 1 strikeout. On Saturday, then, the White Sox would lose, but they would also lose something bigger. The White Sox would lose 9-2. But Eloy Jimenez would get carted off the field in this game. We'll talk about that injury a little bit later. But Eloy was carted off. The White Sox were just down big, 8-0. Couldn't really find anything going on. Vince Velasquez looked rough. The whole bullpen did as well. No one really could find their groove. And the Twins would win that one. And then in the series finale on Sunday, Lucas Giolito came back from his injury. Looked great off the mound. 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. But the bullpen struggled. Bummer gave up a 2-run home run that tied the game to Byron Buxton. White Sox took the lead in the top of the 10th. But then Liam Hendricks, who was dealing with some back spasms, gave up a 3-1 game-winning home run to Byron Buxton. And the Twins would sweep the White Sox and win 6-4. And then last night on Tuesday, the White Sox faced off against the Kansas City Royals, trying to break their losing streak. Weren't able to do that. The White Sox could not hit at all. They got shut out. Dylan Lynch looked good on the mound for the Royals, but in my opinion, that he should not have thrown a shutout against the White Sox at all. for them. Keuchel looked all right. He gave up no earned runs, just more errors. Ronaldo gave up. Crick gave up runs. So just more. The errors are really just piling up on the White Sox. They had two in today's game, in that game, I should say. Or Anderson has seven already. So a lot to unpack because the White Sox now stand at 6-10, 2.5 from first place. They are an 8-game losing streak. And it just seems like this team is never going to win again. And, I mean, obviously that's not the case. They'll win again at some point. But it has been really rough for them. It's concerning just because, you know, how, I mean, I understand Luis Robert's been hurt for a couple days. Aloy's out for 6 to 8 weeks. No Lance Lynn, no Joe Kelly yet. Johnny Cueto's still trying to come up. No Moncada, but I mean, this kind of baseball is just hideous. And I think if this was the rebuild season, then yeah, maybe you would expect this. But this is a team that is supposed to win the World Series this year. And they don't look remotely close to that. And it's really unfortunate. And I know it's early and everything, but this is just, I mean, if you've watched the games, it has just been hideous, 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 hideous baseball. And as a fan, it concerns you because you got to wonder how the morale is within the team. You know, what guys are giving up already? What guys are trying to stay in there? I mean, what are the guys' initial reaction to Tony La Russa? He's made some terrible decisions lately. Specifically, the one with pitching to Byron Buxton in a 3-1 count when Luis Arraez was on deck. And I get it. A Luis Arraez is a great hitter. Like, he's a great contact hitter, and the base is loaded with him. But there was a runner, but first base was wide open. So it really does you no harm putting Byron Buxton on the base. And, you know, Byron Buxton is going to kill a baseball. He is one of the best players when healthy. And obviously, he's healthy right now. And you're going to throw him a fastball basically down the middle. I mean, he's going to hit it like he did, 470 feet. No problem. And for some reason, as a Hall of Fame manager, you pitch to him. And I don't know, that was just kind of unsettling. I really think that there was no way to justify that move. I think that you look at it from a fan's perspective, obviously, there's no way you should be afraid to face Luis Arraez. Or, I guess, in comparison to Byron Buxton, there's no way you should be like, I'd rather face Byron Buxton than Luis Arraez. No. For Liam Hendricks, he couldn't throw a slider. He was grimacing throughout the whole inning. He had back problems. And, yeah, it was rough. Everything went wrong. You hope the White Sox can turn around. I know that there's a lot to dive deep into, but I think this is a week, in the last 8 games, that White Sox fans really want to forget, and you really hope that they can turn around because you would hate to see a losing streak like this overtake what this team has the opportunity of being. So with that being said, we're going to do our injury update, just because a lot of updates in terms of injuries, guys coming back, it's always interesting. So first thing to note, A.J. Pollock is back. He's all right. He is back in the lineup. He's been playing. Yoan Moncada and Joe Kelly will be in AAA on Friday, so they will be getting their AAA rehab assignments. Moncada said he has slightly felt his oblique issue while swinging left-handed. So we'll see both of those guys. I don't know how long their stints will be, but at least we're seeing their activity ramped up and them joining the team in a couple days. Luis Robert is still feeling a groin issue while moving laterally. That's why he hasn't really played lately. Yasmani Grandal has some leg soreness. He's a DH today, though, so I guess he's okay. Just has some soreness. Hendricks said he's feeling better, but it sounds like they're not going to use him in a couple of games just because he was not feeling it against the Twins. And then the White Sox has swapped Giolito and Velasquez in their rotation. Lance Lynn is still out, obviously. And then Eloy Jimenez will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. He underwent successful surgery. So we'll not see him for 6 to 8 weeks. It was also the same surgery that Lance Lynn and Yasmani Grandal got in their injury. So I think it'd be nice that Eloy kind of has someone to talk to within the team about, you know, just recovering with the injury and what are those steps like? What are those rehab steps like? What can you expect? So I think that's also an important aspect of those injuries. Well, that being said, we're going to go through our breaks by Manscaped and Anchor. And after that, we're going to take a look at this week's games and give our bowl predictions. Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the U.S. and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped work with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast, everybody. If you're just joining us, we talked about this past week's games, the White Sox struggles, what they can do to fix them. We also talked the interesting decision by Tony La Russa and the Twins Sunday game and what you should have done and what you shouldn't have done. And he also gave up injury updates for all the White Sox players, kind of their timetable to come back and what they're up to. With that being said, let's go to this week's game. So on today, Wednesday, April 27th, the White Sox continue their series against the Kansas City Royals. On the mound, it will be Zach Greinke for the Royals, and for the White Sox, it will be Dylan Cease. For the White Sox, their lineup will consist of Anderson, Vaughn, Sheets, Abreu, Grandal, Berger, McGuire, Engel, and Mendick. Dylan Cease has had fairly success against the Kansas City Royals. In fact, in today's lineup, he has struck out everybody at least three times besides one player. So hopefully Dylan Cease can get the White Sox back on track. And then on Thursday, another 1:10 start time, it'll be Michael Kopech on the mound for the White Sox. And then for the Kansas City Royals, it will be Brad Keller. And on Friday, the Angels will come to Chicago. On Friday night, it will be Noah Syndergaard facing off against Vince Velasquez at 6:10. On Saturday at 3:05, it'll be Jose Suarez of the Angels and Lucas Giolito of the White Sox. And then on Sunday, May 1st, on 1:10, it will be Michael Lorenzen for the Angels and Dallas Keuchel for the White Sox. And then to finish off the series, it's going to be Patrick Sandoval for the Angels and Dylan Cease for the White Sox. So next time we film our podcast, the White Sox will play 6 games. And you really hope they win one. I mean, it's just so hard to see, or just hard to predict what you're going to get from this team. And I really think they could break it. I think that Dylan Cease on the mound does give you that opportunity to break a losing streak, especially a guy with Zach Greinke, who kind of passed his prime, can't really strike anyone out. You're going to hit him. And then I just, Kopech on the mound on Thursday. You think those are two games where you can really uplift this losing streak and kind of maybe get on a little winning streak, because the Angels come to town. The Angels are a pretty good baseball team. They've been playing very well. Obviously, Shohei, Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon, Brandon Marsh has been a nice player for them, Jared Walsh. So, I mean, you really hope you can win these two games and, like I said, just find some type of winning. And for the Angels series, I think they can go 2-2 there. I think the Angels are a very good team. It's going to be tough. It's going to be back and forth. I think a lot of offense. They're going to need a lot of offense, and that's been the problem for the White Sox is their offense. So you're going to have to look for that offense that was there in the first part of the year when you started the season 6-2. And, yeah, so with that being said, let's go to our bold predictions, the final part of our show. So with 6 games, I think the White Sox go 5-1. I understand that's a little, it's not that, it means a little, it is bold, but at the same time, how bad the White Sox are struggling, you know, you would like to see them go 5-1. It's a little bold just because turning around a losing streak might take a couple of games, so we'll see. Next one is that the White Sox only commit 2 errors in these 6 games. I know you're saying that's kind of bad, but at the end of the day, the White Sox now lead the MLB in errors. They have the worst fielding percentage in the MLB. So you really just hope the White Sox can just stop with the errors and play clean baseball. And, you know, you just hope. And we will see. We'll see on that one. Next bold prediction is that Yasmani Grandal hits a home run. Yasmani Grandal hasn't really done much in terms of, he only had 1 home run. He had a home run early in the year, and we haven't seen one since then. The last home run he hit was the 2nd game of the year, and we haven't seen it since then. So I would like to see Yasmani, you know, hit a home run. I think, you know, we got to see some of his power come alive. Another bold prediction is that Gavin Sheets hits a home run, another home run. I think Gavin Sheets is a guy still trying to find his way in the lineup. And he's had his struggles, he's had his good games, but I think he is someone you hope he can pick it up just because he is a valuable piece to this team. So with that being said, that's the end of White Sox Nation Podcast. We are always, every week, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all supporting podcast platforms. This is your host, Jack Thiel, saying have a great day and signing off.